doing the pricing. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Julian?
Yes.
Hi, Julian. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Pretty good yourself?
I'm doing good, actually. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Last guy forgot to ask. Jerk. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Giselle. Did she do a good job
yes.
of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah, something, you know, from what I understood, like, to help get on the, like, the front page of Google or something like that.
Yeah. Have you ever done a search for, like, plumbers or plumbing contractors in your area before?
Not really, because I'm a plumber, so.
Yeah, you're like, I was just fixing
yeah.
myself. I get that.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say, for example, right, like a customer goes on their phone, they type in plumbers, Santa Maria, California, or clog drain,
yeah.
things like that. Obviously, when they do that search, they see Bill Metzger. I don't know if you know that guy. He does a ton of advertising. It's Bill Metzger Plumbing. But underneath that, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of top recommended companies for the area. It's, you know,
uh-huh.
Jack's Plumbing, Inc., Griffin Plumbing, Inc., Arrow Plumbing, Drain and Repair Services. So that's where we're talking about listing J&J Plumbing. We're a Google partner
okay.
over here in Newport Beach. And we
okay.
had a listing that became available. And so usually when a listing becomes available in an area, Google will give us a list of the companies that they feel could be qualified candidates. And then my representatives,
okay.
kind of like Giselle you were talking to, we just kind of call down the list until we find a business no. owner that wants to fill the spot.
Well, okay.
Okay. So that's what it's about. It's about getting you listed as a top recommended option, not just for Santa Maria. I mean, it's surrounding areas too. We customize it to the business owner. So you can kind of tell us like how far you're willing to go, what areas you want to target, and also what services
okay.
you specifically want to be listed for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So is that something you could see a value in doing for J&J Plumbing?
Yeah, like I was telling Giselle, my dad, I don't know exactly who he would talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm barely on the process of, you know, transitioning over, so there's some little, like, loose ends and stuff that I'm not too sure about.
Mm.
And supposedly we were on Google, technically on the first page, and I think that's probably the only one time we searched it up, because I think we had to renew it or something like that.
Yeah,
and I think we
didn't
find it. Yeah, and I think it was like a yearly thing or something like that. What
oh,
I was talking a little
it.
Bit.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
common.
And we weren't there till like the third or fourth page, from what I recall. And we're like, technically, we're supposed to be paying for the top page or like the
mm.
first page.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't find it for like the third or fourth, and I believe we canceled. But I'm not too sure. I'd be lying to you who it was with.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like an SEO service rather than an actual Google partner placement, which makes sense why you wouldn't make
uh-huh.
it to the first page. There are a lot of SEO
okay.
companies out there that can, like, build your listings, create your Google business profile, and then they try to get you good reviews and list you on a bunch of other directories in hopes that you'll move up to the first page. But Google's monetized that first page system because that's the most profitable
uh-huh.
page. I mean, most people don't go to page two. So the first page
yeah.
is usually paid advertisements. And so
okay.
those are usually going to be handled through their partners where Google's actually getting paid directly for the advertisement. It's not just some lucky fly-by-night SEO company. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because those guys would technically be stealing profit from Google. And then obviously they're basically stealing from you because without having the partnership with Google, you're not really going to see the results of being on the first page or what those guys would see. So it's unfortunate,
okay.
but that does happen. They've done a pretty good job, though, over the last couple of years of kind of getting rid of the SEO companies. Like, we started out
mm-hmm.
as an SEO company, and then in 2017, they basically strong-armed us and were like, hey, if you don't become an SEO company, then, you know, basically, or if you don't become a Google partner, then we're basically going to shut you down and forbid you from telling people you can put them on Google or selling our products.
Okay.
Okay. There's a few different J&J Plumbings out here. When I look you up, I don't see a Google business profile actively. There's one in Oceanside.
I know we had one, but like I said, you know, maybe within the last year, I think we canceled it, so I'm not too sure.
Oh, do you think they shut down the whole Google business profile too? They're not supposed to do that.
I'm not 100% sure. I'd be lying to you. Like I said, okay. I haven't searched ourselves up in a while.
You got a 562 number? Like a 602-2288?
No, ours is an 805-714-2685.
Yeah, that's what we're on right now. But I just looked up J&J Plumbing Santa Maria to see if there was like a Google profile or anything out there. I do see
it,
you guys.
It would take
on Yelp.
It would take us a bit to even look. Yeah, I think on Yelp, yeah.
Yeah.
But it would take us a bit to even look for us on Google. Because I know there's been customers that want to see like a Google review, and I tell them to be honest with you. Or like this whole last year. So I tell them to be honest with you. We're still, you know, trying to figure out quite a bit of stuff. Like, I told the other lady I was talking to, I'm on the process of I'm like the new owner after some stuff happened. Oh, my dad passed away.
Oh,
so,
sorry.
Yeah, no, thank you. So it's just like, he wouldn't really do any advertising or stuff like that. It was just kind of all word by mouth. But like nowadays, if you don't have anything online, then, you know, how are they going to look for you?
Yeah, you're going to miss out on a ton of opportunity that way.
Yeah, so.
Well, we could definitely help you. You know, the major benefit, like I said, is having the first page placement available. That's what makes it profitable. But we do have a platinum package. I noticed the website's down too. The platinum package would get you the site. But not only that, it would basically complete your full online business profile. It'll turn us into like a one-stop shop for you where you have everything under one roof. So like your Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa, Bing, there'll be a Facebook business page. We'll run some Facebook ads, all in the name of just trying to generate as many leads and job opportunities as possible for you each month, Julian, so that way you don't have a problem continuing to use the service, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that sounds something like, you know, I would be interested in.
Definitely. There is a J&J Plumbing and Drain Cleaning in the area, but like I said, it's a 562 number. He's got one review. So, you know, I mean, we could definitely separate you from that guy and then make sure there's no confusion happening there. He's not getting your clients. You're not getting his clients. I sent you a text message with a link to the pricing page so you could see everything rather than me just tell you. You're going to see some big numbers there, so don't panic. These are all prior to the new in business credit that Giselle requested for you. So I'll be able to work with you on the pricing structures. But I just want you to be able to see the packages. You got to kind of scroll down towards the bottom of the page underneath, like, our premier Google partner badge and credentials and all this, like, proven success.
Yeah, so there's like a platinum CEO package, local bundle plus Facebook ads.
Yes, that's it. So this one's our most popular for new businesses or just getting started because it has, like I said, you know, Facebook, the website to go along with the Google placement, Bing, and all our other popular directory submissions. I was thinking I can do is I'll apply a new in business credit for you, and the new in business credit will actually reduce the pricing on the platinum package to the essential package rate.
Okay.
That way you're just paying $2.99.
Okay.
It's about $10 a day. And then also what I'll do for you just to kind of help jumpstart things is I'll put in the request to waive the setup fee as well. And that'll save you another $300. The setup fee usually goes towards like buying the domain name for your website and doing all the name, address, phone number cleanups so you don't get confused with the other J&J Plumbing and Drain Cleaning. Things like that, the Google verification. So we're still going to do all those things, but I'll just waive the fees to kind of jumpstart you. I want to get you out there and then obviously have you start seeing results from it. And then I know, you know, obviously if everything works out as it should, I mean, you're in a highly profitable area for plumbing, then, you know, this could turn into something long-term, and maybe when you hire some guys, we can grow you or upgrade you to a bigger package in the future.
Okay. So for the website, do I have to create a website or something? Because I know we had a website, but like I said, you know, all this is kind of
you don't sure exactly. I looked up, no, unless I got this wrong, but it's jandjplumbingsvc.com?
No, it's just J&J Plumbing.
Oh, just jandjplumbing.com?
From what I recall, our name, our company name is just J&J Plumbing.
Okay. Yeah, because this one, I mean, this can't be you. Hold on, do you get this texting here? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I just typed in right there. I'm going to send you the link that I'm looking at. But this one can't be you because it's in Cleveland and like Akron, Ohio. When I look up jandjplumbing.com.
So I just did a quick search and what I don't know why they have it as. It has J and the letter N. jplumbing.com.
Okay. Instead, I was spelling it.
Instead of the and sign?
Yeah.
I don't know why they have that. So I'm not too sure. Like I said, maybe when my dad created it. But I have no access to even get into this or website to even.
Oh, yeah. That kind of creates an issue too. And then is that license still accurate? That 942765?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Perfect. If you can't access it, though, that's going to kind of cause an issue. It is a little outdated.
Yeah, it's been outdated. I don't even remember when the last time I even heard my dad or even edit the website or stuff like that before he passed.
Okay. Well, no worries. I mean, like I said, the Platinum package is going to include a site. I'll send you the examples here on the page. So you get a full custom website design. We'll get a new domain for you. Preferably, I would have liked, like, if you own that domain or had access to it, to be able to get in there and, like, just remodel it or basically build the site on that domain since you already have it or he already owned it. But, you know, yeah. I understand that, yeah, if he's passed, it's going to be hard. It's like, hey, you can't really go say, hey, Dad, what's the password? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And he was hardly the type of person where he would, like, do any advertising or stuff like this. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like,
somebody must have gotten through to him at some point because he did go out and build a website, you know? I mean.
Yeah, like I said, I do remember he was with Google and we had talked about it once and he's all like, hey, you know, they're calling me to renew it. You know, do we even come up on the first page? And I, you know, did a quick Google search and like I said, I think we came up in the third or fourth page, if that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was really. Far back. First page is where all the action is. I mean, Google, like I said, it's been the number one way to market and advertise for 17 years. But again, 90% of traffic starts and stops on page one. So you're not going to see great results if you're not on page one. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
But they have other types of advertisement, like Bill Metzger, he does like a sponsored ad where he gets like promoted a little higher. Or that company gets promoted a little higher, but they spend like excessive amounts of money and they're covering a lot more than Santa Maria, you know? So I don't think that's something that's ideal for you right now. The main thing for you right now is just getting verified, getting a site built, making it so that you even exist as a company first and foremost, and then putting that on the first page for you to generate clients here locally. And then obviously, you know, with the money you're making locally, if you want to expand or let's say you hire some guys, we could definitely grow the company progressively over time. That's what happens with a lot of these companies. They didn't just start with 1,000 reviews. You know, they started with zero and then we built them up over time based on what they can handle and afford.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
sounds good.
So if I can approve that platinum package bundle for you though at the $299 month to month, is that something you could see a value in giving a shot, Julian?
Yeah. The only thing is I'm going to be taking up here soon out of town. I won't be back till Saturday. Okay. I got one of my aunts, she's like knows more about this. So I would, you know, she's helping me now, you know, like we're going to try to grow the business a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I would like to run this through her and see what, you know, see what she says. Cause she has a bunch of, a couple businesses herself. And I'm pretty sure she's on Google. So I'm not too sure who she uses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but like I said, I want to run it through her, see what she thinks. But from, you know, what you're telling me, you know, it's not a bad investment in it.
Right, right. And I think the main concern you bring up there is like credibility, making sure I'm talking to the right people, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Here, I'm going to show you this. You see that badge on the pricing page there where it says Premier Google Partner?
Let me see. Go back. On the first one you sent me, right?
Yeah, the pricing page. And I'm going to send some more over. I don't want them to distract you. But.
So it says Google Ads Partner. And then,
yeah, it should say Premier Google Partner. Have like a little red dot next to it.
It says most, not seeing it.
It should be just above the pricing page or like the pricing packages.
Well, in the red letters?
Yep. Or not in the red letters, but let me see. I'm going to look at it, too. I went to this, my site. So there's the orange. At the very top, it'll say, like, take control of your online presence, generate more business, get found online, track your success. As you scroll down underneath our process, then you'll see it says Google Ads Partner, and there's a badge there. It'll say Premier Google Partner Specialized in Search Ads.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then I sent another link that says, like, hey, what is a Google partner, right? And then and then you can do the search, is Local Splash a Google partner, right? and then here comes
you guys got stuff to basically back up. You guys got stuff to back up, you know, what you guys are actually saying.
Yeah, we got thousands of reviews. We've been working in, as a Google partner, like I said, since 2017, but we've actually been around as a business since 2004. We were doing SEO marketing before.
Oh, okay.
So it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. They don't actually handle it, but if you look up our location and then Google Building 1, we're right across the street from the Google headquarters. We're all Google certified technicians in-house here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're in as good hands as you can get. But the thing about the Google partners is we have to operate exclusively. So once we start working with you on this spot, we close out the category. We can't work with any other plumbers that are in your service area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why we were calling you today, is because we have a position available within our company to be able to bring on a plumber. So
Do you
think this is something that...
Do I need to let you guys know? Like I said, I'm going out of town like here like in an hour.
Yeah. So well, that's why I was kind of like trying to make it affordable, make it month to month, waive the setup fees, things like that, because we're actively looking to fill it. Like pretty much when I hang up with you, my rep's kind of like Giselle that you talked to in the beginning.
You'll
send me the next pre-screen plumber in the area until the spot fills. That's usually how we do it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
It's a month agreement,
you know,
where you're only going at $299 month to month, and then we lock you in at that rate. You're not signing any kind of long-term contract or anything like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be performance-based. The way we keep the business owners coming back is being able to show them results each month.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing, you kind of caught me at a bad time. Like I said, I'm here taking off here shortly.
Well, if it's something you want to do, it doesn't take a long time to really set up. What I would need to do is create your Google business profile and obviously submit the verification that you're going to be soliciting the space for the next however long, right? When we submit that, then they're going to ask you to do a client interview, and that's where we customize the campaign and the website. So usually that, you know, setting it up is like 2 to 3 minutes, but then the client interview is about an hour long. Or 45 minutes long.
Okay.
We would schedule that either later today or tomorrow, depending on what works best for you.
Yeah, it'd probably be Monday of next week. To be, like I said, I won't be back till like Saturday afternoon. So, okay. You know, the following Monday or Tuesday would probably work, or probably yeah. Monday.
I could definitely do that. If you tell me like what time's best for you on Monday, well, the way we do it is uh-huh. We'll send you like a calendar invite, and then we'll send a text mm-hmm. message reminder out 1 hour prior to the phone call, and then they just call you and go through it. But what we could do today is like secure that spot, and then Google also is going to send you a letter in the mail called a verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then there's a little 5-digit number I'll need. That'll probably come like Wednesday next week.
Okay. Do you guys work with other plumbers around here too? Around the area?
Yeah, anybody? No. So for our company, we don't have a plumber currently, but the Google partners, the only way these guys get on the first page is if they're working with a Google partner.
So basically you guys don't have anybody in the area, but they're using another partner, right?
Exactly.
Like basically your competition too.
Exactly. That's how Google evaluates us too, though. They like to look at like, how are they performing? If business owners are coming back with us month after month without being binded to a contract, that gives them a good sign that obviously the business owners are seeing good profit, because a smart business owner is not going to keep paying for something like this every month unless they're actually seeing a good return from it.
Yeah.
So they definitely evaluate our performance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So say if we go through all this process, what number would I pop up as of, like number 4 or 5, or like say if we search up plumbers in San Maria, like right now when I did a search, Griffin comes up as number 1, Jerry's.
Yeah. Griffin's probably closest to you. That's why he's there, huh?
Yeah. Griffin, Jerry's, Pops, Plumbing. Wingman,
yeah, so we put you on the first page for the areas and the keywords that you want to be found for. But what I was getting at is like the way you're going to be displayed, they try to also accommodate the end user by going, hey, these are all the top guys, but this guy's closest to you, this guy's next, this guy's furthest. Some people have their settings to go based on reviews. So the guys with the highest reviews will show up at the top, or vice versa. They might want the less busy company and go with less. So it's really going to depend on the location of the end user combined with the areas that you're targeting and the keywords that they're searching. If you tell us you don't even want to be found for drain cleaning, then when they do the search for drain cleaning, you're not going to be there. It's depend on how they customize it and how you're going to show.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we customize it to you. That's the whole point of the interview.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So as of right now, so we set it up, it'll just be $300 every month, right?
It'd be $299 month to month, and then I'll lock you in at that rate, Julian. So it's not just like the first month. It'll stay $299 as long as you guys want to stay with us.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and set it up.
Okay. So I'm going to create the Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for J&J Plumbing. Did you want to use the 805-714-2685?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your last name?
It's going to be Mirelles.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of the business now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any helpers, or is it just you?
I have me and one other guy.
Okay.
So it used to be a total of us three, but like I said, my dad passed, so it's just two of us now, so.
Yeah,
I want to start getting more work to get more guys, but like I said, like I'm pretty steady and like busy, but I feel like I don't have the work for two other, like another guy or two other guys.
Yeah, I mean, there is a program that we have called Google Guarantee now. I don't see an active one for this area, but I'll definitely do like a follow-up with you month by month to see if that's something you want to go into. It's Google's pay-per-lead program. But what they'll do, like if you don't have a secretary or somebody answering the phones for you, they'll pre-screen the call and they'll hand it off to you with the customer on the line. So they'll like make sure it's a good fit for you, and then they'll hand it off, and then they'll charge you a lead fee for basically pre-screening and handing it off to you.
Yeah, because I had something like that, or Networks, it's called.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're all right, but it's just like, it's like a hit or miss. Like, I don't know, for some reason, I'll turn it, like, usually sometimes I'll have them off when the week where I'm already slammed and I know I can't fit anything else. And then, what do you call it? I kick them on the next week and I get nothing. But as soon as I turn them on, even though they're off, they're still coming through, which is weird.
Yeah, a lot of the technology for platforms like that even happens with Google Guarantee too, where it's like if you shut it off for a while and then there's another guy, let's say, in the area that's also running like network or the Google Guarantee campaign, and he's like, hey, I'll pay top dollar for these leads, send me the leads, and he keeps taking them, then he kind of goes to the top of the priority list. Even when you reactivate it, you're kind of under him. Like the AI just does it that way. So then he's just sitting there feasting. You know what I mean? It's like once you get into that hot spot, you kind of just want to leave it on. Because then if you like shut it down, then they're going, okay, well, he's not going to be able to accommodate it. And this guy wants as many. He kind of takes the preference or the priority from the AI. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's usually best when you just run it like consistently. Like we have guys that have like seasonal companies and they go, oh, you know, I don't want to pay for it throughout the holiday season because it's snowing and there's, you know, we can't run a lawnmower or do commercial landscaping. Yeah. So they shut it down and we don't charge them. But then when they reactivate it, their ranking is not nearly as good because these other guys that were running it the whole time were getting all those updates through Google's algorithm the whole time. So it's kind of hard to explain.
But
we try to be as transparent with you guys as possible. We do have an app called the Local Splash app. If you're using networks, I highly recommend that you download that app because we can actually integrate the leads from that app, and it has a way of like sending you notifications. If you want to use like a Google number, we can get you a Google number and you can label it as like lead. So that way, you know, when you start getting calls, whether it's Nextdoor or us, we can make sure that it's ringing to your phone as a lead. And that way you're not like missing those live opportunities because really you don't want to call people back, Julian. Like usually calling people back, the conversion is, I mean, you want to call them back. I'm not saying don't, but the conversion's lower, right? The live call is usually like money. Yeah. Like, okay, I could schedule something. I'll be out there at this time. Those are the ones you want. All right. Sorry. So your last name, M-I-R-E-L-E-S. And then what's your business email address where I could send a receipt and everything in writing to you?
So it's a jandjplumbingsm@gmail.com.
sm@gmail.com. Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And then there's this 1821 Conchita Avenue was the old address. Is that?
That's still the current address.
Oh, it's still current. Okay.
Yeah. We're in the process of getting a P.O. box as well, so we'll probably have to swap it within the next couple of weeks or something like that.
Well, for the Google verification letter, it's got to go to the address. We can't actually pin verify a business at a P.O. box location, but I can hide this address for you online if you want.
Yeah, do that right now until we get a P.O. box or something set up.
Okay, I'll have it hidden, but just so you know, your Google business profile will still say, like, Santa Maria, California, 93458.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Okay. And then I put the website domain name on there. I'm actually going to take it off because you don't have access to it. We'll just get you a whole new domain. But I'll save this for, like, our own reference if you want us to pull something off of that site.
Okay.
All right. Need an update. Save. All right. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
We're technically we're like 24/7.
24/7.
So, yeah.
24/7 open availability. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that. I know. I heard a text come in. I think I lost you for a second.
Oh no.
All good. All right, so 24/7 open availability, accepts cash, check, and card. All right, profiles created. The client interview, you said Monday. What time on Monday works best for you?
I'm thinking like around 2 o'clock.
Okay, Monday the 15th, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, I'm going to create a calendar invite, and I'll send you the invitation to your email. And then, like I said, I'll also set up an automated text message reminder 1 hour prior to the interview.
Better just in case it slips my mind, but I'll put it
down.
Like
that. We always do that just in case. And then you're bilingual, right?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Even better. That's a huge advantage.
Yeah.
All right, let me see. All right. Calendar invites coming through.
Well, then I'm taking off from my house right now, so sometimes when I lose my home Wi-Fi, it cuts off the calls. So if you could just call me back in case we do lose it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, sometimes it does it, sometimes it doesn't. So that's why I was just letting you know before.
Yeah. No, I've experienced that before. I get caught up on my phone, and then all of a sudden the signal's just weird once I disconnect from the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Okay, so I got that email.
Perfect. That's the calendar invitation for Monday. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, Julian, how did you want to do that?
We can do card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, or does it have the business name as well?
Which one, the card?
Yeah, does it say your name and the business name, or is it just under Julian Morales?
No, it's underneath both.
It says J&J Plumbing?
Yeah.
And just
it's
to confirm...
business card, though.
Perfect, yeah, because it's a write-off for you. That's why I was trying to make sure it has it on there, or else I would add it to the invoice. But this is considered a business expense, so you actually get it back.
Yeah.
But J&J Plumbing. Okay, and just to be clear, you're not incorporated or an LLC at all?
Not at the moment, but I am working on it.
Okay, just let us know if that's something you want to add to the business name later. We can modify the Google Business Profile, all the other online listings. And you don't have any, like, pre-existing Facebook page anywhere for J&J Plumbing? I didn't see one.
No,
but...
no Facebook.
Okay.
No.
We'll create one for you.
I know
we're going to run some Facebook.
Yeah, I know there's that. Yeah, I know if you search it up, I think my dad's name pops up, but it's the exact same name as mine. And there's, like, a company logo, but it's not, like, an official Facebook J&J Plumbing one.
Oh, okay. Was it Jose Morales?
That's my uncle.
Oh, okay.
It shouldn't pop up. Yeah.
Yeah, I see Jose and Julian on there.
Yeah, so they used to be partners together, but
okay.
I don't think it's a current Facebook one.
I gotcha. I see Yahoo, MapQuest. Yeah, he definitely did some kind of directory submission at some point, but there's no more Google profile, and then you lost access to this website. All right.
Yeah.
No worries. We'll be able to fix it for you. I'm just going to copy everything that I have here, though, and put it in the notes real quick before I get this information from you. Hold on.
Okay.
And I could say, father is deceased. Sorry to hear about your father, too. I know it's a sensitive subject. You know, most people in my position probably wouldn't want to talk about it, but I know what it's like to lose a parent. I lost my mom when I was young. It was like back in 2010 from cancer. So,
my dad lost his, he passed away from cancer too. So,
what kind did he have?
Pancreatic.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cure rate of that is just very low.
Yeah. So far, I've only met one lady that survived it so far.
Wow.
And, you know, people talking around that so far, I've only met one lady.
Yeah, that's one of those ones, like, you got to almost get lucky to catch it. Because, like, by the time symptoms set in, it's kind of almost too late. Like, they have to, like, accidentally find it in a different scan, you know? And then it's like, maybe we could remove
technically
it.
Technically, they had found it way before, you know, like, at a good point where, like, surgery was, like, the first option. But it just kind of came back. It came back stronger than... anybody anticipated. So
that's what happened with my mom. The chemo doesn't really help. My mom did a bunch of chemo and radiation. First they found it and they cut it out, and then they did chemo and radiation, and then she lived like 7 years after her diagnosis.
Oh. Okay.
So she fought it for a while, but then all of a sudden, you know, one bad visit, it was like, hey, this spread everywhere. It just metastasized, like brain, lungs, liver.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she got really sick really fast and passed away.
Yeah, so I'm sorry to hear. I know it's been a while, but it's still not easy.
Yeah, yeah. The hard part is like, it's been so long, so a lot of times when I think about it, I think about, like, the sickness portion instead of, like, remembering the good stuff. So that's what I tell people all the time. Like, try to remember the good times and, like, who they were, not so much when they're sick. You know, I know it's hard to get those images out a lot of the time, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's all good. You're carrying on the legacy.
Yeah. So
I got a baby boy. That's what I always think about. I'm like, hey man, my son one day is gonna take the reins from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll be all right. Yeah. All right, Julian. So in terms of securing the position, I know you mentioned it has J&J Plumbing on it. Is the billing address gonna be the same as the street address that I'm sending that Google verification letter to you in the mail?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
So, what for the card?
Yeah. Should have 16 digits on the front.
Yeah. So it's 4427.
Okay.
4270-6381-7326.
All right. And expiration date, month and year?
0326.
326, and then small three-digit code on the back.
420.
All right. So this is going to get processed in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. When the first month is completed, it's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 11th day, but it'll be in that discounted price of $299. So you'll keep that rate.
Okay.
You can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract, but I recommend that you try it for at least 2 months since you're brand new. Okay? That's the only thing I will say. I know we got to go through a little setup period here and the verification.
Yeah.
I want you to evaluate it when you have like a full month of actually being up there.
Okay.
All right. So let me go ahead and process this. When I run this payment, you're going to start getting confirmation text messages. There's going to be a link to an outline of the agreement in writing. I want you to sign off on that when you get a chance this afternoon. And then I highly recommend downloading our app. I'll also be communicating with you via text message. I'll send over like an email. Basically what I want to gather is like the company logo and any pictures that you guys have that we could use for the website.
Okay. For app, what app do you guys use? Do you guys have a...
It's called... Yeah, if you go to your app store, it's just called the Local Splash app. It'll have a blue and orange L and an S.
Local Splash. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be like your centralized hub just to keep track because we're going to be helping you generate leads from multiple platforms, but this will kind of funnel all the leads into one space. You'll still be able to see like where they came from, but at least that way it's all, it'll all kind of pop up right there. And then it'll help you keep track of your customers too. It's like a CRM system.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. Make your life a lot easier. And then, like I said, if you're still using networks, we can actually integrate networks into that platform too. So that way you'll have basically all your leads funneled into that.
Okay. Yeah. I need to look more into that because I feel like it's just kind of a little waste of money to be honest with you. I just feel like I get nothing out of it.
Yeah, I don't want to bash them. Like, I have to walk a thin line because we're a Google partner, right? And a lot of those companies, they buy leads from Google. So they would use a system almost like Google Ads or the Google Guarantee Program to get that lead, right? Let's say the lead cost them like $25. The companies like Nextdoor and Home Advisor, Angie's, they'll take that $25 lead, they'll sell it for $30-$40 on their platform.
Yeah, that's kind of what they charge me.
Right.
Or something like that.
But the thing is, they'll sell the lead to like three or four plumbers. So then they make like $120, $130 off of that lead that they got off Google for $25. And then it's kind of like, good luck. It's pay per lead, not pay per job. So they just kind of keep the money. You know, you agree to buy this lead. We didn't promise you it turned into anything. You know, and then you wind up spending a bunch of money on stuff that's like not exactly getting the right return. So with this, you're not limited on leads. The Google Guarantee Program, like I said, I'll offer that to you once we get down the line. There's a couple of things you're going to need, like the verification from this and the reviews built up before you'll qualify for that. But those leads, they're pre-screened and handed off to you with the customer live, like on the line. And we make sure it's an actual job. So you won't wind up paying for leads that are going to three or four other guys or a phone number that's dead, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So it could definitely grow you if you do decide to leave networks. You know, you could reallocate that to Google Guarantee, and you know that's just another way to really make sure things are consistent and taken off.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. But I processed the payment there, so you should have the outline of the agreement in writing. Like I said, sign off on that when you get a chance. There's also going to be a username and password for the app and tracking system texted over to you as well, so you could log in there.
Okay.
Other than that, I know you got to get to work and you got this trip, but you know, I want to say thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the weekend, obviously. Try to take a load off. And then on Monday, you know, don't forget that client interview. My phone number is attached to every text and email that you've gotten from our company, as well as our customer service line. So if you need help or you have questions, comments, concerns, you know, don't hesitate to call in. We want to make sure everything's working for you.
Okay. Sounds good. So as soon as I get a chance, I'll sign on this agreement, and then I guess we'll be talking more on Monday. Do I got to be in front of a computer or something like that?
No, it's all over the phone. It's mostly general knowledge questions. Like I said, they want to know where you want to, where you're willing to travel to, the specific types of services you do and don't provide, and then obviously we'll get the domain name and get an idea on how you want the website to look. I sent some website examples over that we could use as like a starting point. So if you could pick one of those, that'll help.
Okay. All right. Sounds good then. Thank you.
All right. All right, Julian, looking forward to working with you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.